Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Tacoma Interviews. And today we have with us Aaron. And Aaron, can you tell us a little bit about the organization that you're with?
Yeah, so my name's Aaron. I use she, her pronouns. I'm 21 years old. I go to school at the University of Puget Sound, but most of my time is spent organizing with the Sunrise Movement, which is a movement of young people, which is going to tackle climate change and build millions of good jobs in the process. We're about 2 years old, and we're taking over the United States. There's hubs across the country, so I'm representing the hubs here in Tacoma, Washington.
Thank you very much. And then we also have Theo. And Theo, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Hi, I'm Theo Sullivan, and I don't really have a specific group that I'm organizing with, but I have organized the climate strike on March 30th.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there is an upcoming event that you both want to talk to us about. Theo, you want to describe it?
Yes. September 20th, we are meeting at People's Park at 2 p.m. to rally for, like, climate justice, because we need to take some action. And then at 4, we're marching down to the City Hall, and we're asking you to bring some painted rocks so we can, and some sacred water. Because the indigenous leaders are like, hey, do you want to do some stuff?
And they ask you to do that.
Yeah.
How do we get sacred water?
I do not know.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is the Youth Global Climate Strike. So on September 20th, youth from across the world are going to be striking together to stand up to people in power, saying that we actually need change in the size and scope of the climate crisis. So here in Tacoma, what Theo is saying is that we're going to be actually partnering with the Protectors of the Salish Sea, which is an indigenous-led group. On the same day, they're going to be having a march that is leaving the LNG plant, marching to Olympia to ask for a climate emergency in the state of Washington. But we'll be meeting up in Tacoma, and the indigenous-led leaders are going to be leading us in a water ceremony. So we'll be all participating in the water ceremony.
So if we bring our own water, it will be blessed.
Yeah, so they're asking us to bring water from a place that you love and a place that you're fighting for. So we'll place
you know exactly where.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to all be gathering together, meeting them at the City Hall down in Tacoma, and then they'll be leading us in a water ceremony there.
Oh, great. Good. What are we going to be doing for the couple hours that we're at People's Park?
We're gonna be like yelling, be like, we need to take action and be like, clean up our earth and not waste around and just build random factories that will pollute our earth.
Okay.
And our waters.
And I heard Aaron, you mentioned that the Protectors of the Salish Sea are going to start at the LNG plant. Can you tell us what the LNG plant is?
Yeah, so it's a liquefied natural gas plant, and it's a whole long history that we don't want to get too caught up in with our climate strike, but I really encourage you to go, if you're interested in that, to go and join them at their ceremony at 9 and learn more about the LNG plant. But I would like to kind of go back to the climate strikes.
Okay.
I think this is a really, really important point, what Theo was talking about, that one, it's a youth climate strike. This is important because the youth right now, which are striking, this is our future at stake. But the political establishment has fallen asleep, and they're not paying attention to what our future is going to hold. So at People's Park, we're going to be rallying and singing lots of songs, doing a lot of chanting, but most importantly, telling the stories of what my generation and Theo's generation is about to lose and about what our future is going to look like if nothing is done about climate change.
Oh, that's a great idea. Storytelling is one of the ways to actually reach people.
Yes, absolutely. We all have something to lose, and through stories, you can really build those bonds and share human experiences.
Okay. Well, after that day on Friday, do you know if there are more events planned for that week? I know it's actually a long week of global climate strike activities. Do you know of any others that you want to talk about anyway?
Yeah, for sure. So it is a whole week, Climate Action Week. So the Protectors of the Salish Sea have a 4-day march all the way to Olympia. So we are encouraging people to join in for part of the march, the whole march, anytime they can able to walk or to help out at that event. We need lots of people helping with food, shuttling people back and forth. So you can find more information on Facebook at Protectors of the Salish Sea, their event page.
Okay.
Here locally in Tacoma, 350 Tacoma has a lot going on as well. So I encourage you to go look at the 350 Tacoma Facebook event.
Okay.
But I think also keep in mind that this is not more than just a week. This is going to be a lifelong fight. We're going to continue fighting. Young people are going to continue being on the streets, striking every Friday with Fridays for the Future, and just getting involved politically, voting, and making sure that every day you're fighting for climate change and for our futures.
If other young people are interested in knowing more about your organization, the Sunrise Movement anyway, how can they find information out?
Yeah, so you can go online to our website. It's a national website called the Sunrise Movement, and you can see who we are, what our mission statement is, what our principles are. If you're interested locally, we have Sunrise Washington page about all the events and all the hubs here in Washington, and you can find more information about Tacoma locally on that as well.
Okay, and probably on Facebook, I'm guessing, also?
Yes, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay, just and they Sunrise just put Washington. In Tacoma Sunrise Movement.
Yeah, Sunrise Washington.
Sunrise Washington. Yes. Okay, great. Well, Theo, can you tell us just a little bit about how you got involved with all this?
My parents told me, like, a few years ago. I was like, what? That's not great.
It's not great.
It's not too good. I'm like, how? Why? Yeah. And then a few years ago, my parents were like, hey, they're organizing a climate strike. Do you want to help? Like, all over the world. I'm like, ooh, sure. So then we hosted a party, and then a lot of people came, so that encouraged us. So we organized that march.
Back in March?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You organized one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what are your particular concerns for the Earth?
Just, I don't want to have a future where I can only live underground because everything above is way too hot for humans.
I never thought about that. I thought about a lot of different possibilities. I didn't think it. But you're right. That could definitely happen. Going back to 350 Tacoma just for 1 minute, I know one event they're going to have that I'm going to go to is a luminary bug parade called Wake to Extinction, and it's going to be down on 915 Broadway on Friday the 27th, starting at 7 o'clock, I think. And they're going to also project artwork that reimagines the Port of Tacoma as an estuary, I've heard. So that's another event. And again, you can find that information out on 350 Tacoma. So how can people help?
Well, I think, first of all, showing up on Friday the 20th is going to be key. The idea is to get as many people down to People's Park and down the City Council building as possible. Showing up in numbers, having your body is going to be a really big help to show that the people in power that Tacoma cares. This is even, well, the march is specifically for young people. We really need all the support from our allies, for people who don't consider themselves as young. We still need you as well to show up and hear the young stories and show up and be allies for us. You can also help volunteer if you're interested. You can contact me, Erin Rasmussen, and we can get you plugged in. We're going to be having a volunteer training at 350 Tacoma on Wednesday. I believe at 6 p.m.
Okay, and 350 Tacoma's location is 311 Puyallup Avenue. So if you're interested in helping with the youth climate strike, you can show up on Wednesday at 311 Puyallup Avenue at what time?
I believe 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Now, if you said if they wanted to contact you, is there a particular way you would want them to contact you?
Yeah, so my email is going to be E.E. Rasmussen, so two E's, R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N, at ups.edu.
Okay. Will, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, just showing up would be great, and we're asking adults to be, like, supportive of us and, like, vote for people that actually care about climate justice, because without adults, nothing's gonna change because they're just gonna keep voting for bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, or people, let's just say, who have a different agenda.
Yes.
All right. After this day is over, like you said, Erin, things are going to continue. What do you see as next?
Maybe we'll plan another climate strike for October, like maybe for every few months, because that would be great, because that would be caught, like, being like, hey, government, change this now, otherwise nothing's going to get done, and we're going to
You know, in the history of the United States, oftentimes it is young people who have made the changes. Louisa grew up in the 60s, and it was the young people who stopped the war, really, and, you know, joined in with some of the civil rights actions down there. Yeah. So we're really very grateful to all the time and effort that you are putting in for this. And we really ask our listeners to join in on this event. Again, the event will be held at People's Park. That's in the Hilltop area of Tacoma, beginning at 2 p.m. on Friday, September 20th.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And we'll see you there on Friday.
Yeah, see you on Friday.